You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hello, everyone. Mari Fagel here, and I'm joined by my two favorite co-hosts, Jackie Moran, who had to get in an episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills before leaving for her flight to Beverly Hills tomorrow, to the AfterBuzz Studios to host the America's Next Top Model finale live, and my other favorite co-host, DJ Jesse Janity, who I cannot wait to hear your opinions on Brandy this episode, because Brandy was amazing, and I know that you love her. So, Jesse and Jackie, thank you for joining me this week. It was quite the dramatic, dramatic episode. Where do you guys feel this one stacks up in the season so far?
Well, I didn't get to watch the full episode, so I'm very disappointed. As you guys know, like, I bleed Beverly Hills now, that you guys have brainwashed me into this show. But from what I saw, I'm actually really upset that I didn't get to watch the episode fully. But I think this was definitely one of the top five episodes.
It's amazing how I keep saying this, like, show after show, how the drama is just out of control. After, like, the crazy tea party and just the breakdowns, you feel like it cannot get worse, but it keeps getting worse. And it's just amazing to me. I don't know what to expect next. It's truly continues to grow and grow and take drama to a whole nother level. I know when I come to LA tomorrow, I'm staying away from Malibu, that's for sure. These ladies left their mark on Malibu.
The thing is, though, all of the insane drama this season, like the really above and beyond crazy drama, all has revolved around one person, and that's Taylor. And I don't know how viewers feel about it. Like, that's why I want you to tweet us, call us, 424-256-1729, because are people getting sick of the Taylor drama? Do they like to watch it? Do you feel like it's inappropriate to be watching a woman who is literally having a mental breakdown on television? And the thing is, my opinion is, it's just really my opinion of Taylor has lessened and lessened with each episode. I started out feeling really bad for her because the season started like a month after her husband killed himself, and so I started out feeling really bad for her. But each week she makes me more and more upset, because, like, especially this episode. And I just want to start out talking about the Camille Taylor fight, only because that was, like, the main thing of the episode. The only reason this episode kind of bothered me is, like, the first 30 minutes of the show were all these, like, short, tiny little snippets of things that weren't anything at all, really. You know, we'll get into it, like, you know, the Mexican party and Estella and the sewer and the wedding preps, whatever. You know, I love to keep it light like that, but it was like a bunch of little ones. But the major storyline was the Taylor Camille storyline, and my overarching opinion here is Taylor is wrong, Camille is right. Camille did everything to be sincere, and Taylor is blaming the wrong person.
Yeah,
she is angry,
Mari.
At Camille and placing, yes.
No, I'm just happy to hear those words come out of your mouth. Sorry.
I finally
agree with Camille. You know that Taylor must be so bad that I finally agree with Camille. And you know why I think that? Because Taylor is placing all of the blame on Camille. I mean, honey, you should not be blamed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Blaming Camille and taking your anger out on Camille. Like, you are angry about much broader, much grander things than Camille. And she's saying, you put my life in danger. Do you know what you've done to me? If the words that Camille said were so bad to put her life in danger, then take yourself out of the situation. Do not blame Camille for saying your husband beat you. Leave your husband for beating you. Don't blame the messenger. Don't blame Camille for just bringing it up and putting her into more danger because he might beat her because he's angry with Taylor for telling the wives about this. Leave the situation. Get yourself out of the situation. She, instead of placing her anger on Russell, she's placing her anger on Camille. So it's misplaced anger. I totally thought Taylor was way out of line, way over the line, but it's like, I feel uncomfortable watching. I feel like we should not be watching someone who is going through such a mental breakdown. So, Jackie, what did you think?
Mari, I am so glad you are finally siding with Camille on this argument, because I know you stand probably still to this day stand true that it wasn't Camille's place to say it. But look at the situation Taylor is putting herself in. I mean, honestly, if there is one person who should not be on reality television, if there's anybody, we heard the Kardashians are getting petitions. No, if anybody should be finding a petition, it's to have Taylor not be on reality television, because the scariest thing in all of this is, you said it yourself, Mari, you don't even feel bad for Taylor right now. Neither do I. And she is the one who's in this dangerous situation. You think you should feel bad for someone like her, but I don't. And I don't. I wish I could, because nobody should have to go through anything painful. But there's just, as we said, the depth to her is just, there's a craziness to her, but not in a good way. She is keeping herself in a dangerous situation, keeping her child in a dangerous situation. And if it's not a dangerous situation, she's making it like one on national television, which is equally disgusting. I mean, there's just nothing good about Taylor's drama. There's funny drama, there's entertaining drama, but not this drama. It's really just something you just watch kind of in disgust. And I know I'm a fan of the show, but I'm not a fan of Taylor's psychotic world being the main storyline of this season, when these other women have so much going on and so much interesting things that we could be following in the world of Beverly Hills. It should not be all about Taylor and her drama, which half of it, I think she adds to it herself for attention, which is even sicker. It's just like a sick, twisted situation with her.
Thank you.
I really... Yes, Jesse, I know. Even if you didn't see the whole episode, it's so obvious.
It's what I've been saying this to you guys for the past couple weeks. You know, with Taylor, I just don't think she understands what being human is. And I know that probably sounds crazy to some people hearing that statement, but... And I think Amara last week, she made the same statement as I did. It's sad. It's scary. You see her getting into the car, with Kyle. And everything she does, even to just hanging out with a friend, it's weird. It's awkward. She's shaking. And it's a very slight shake. But it's just, she's not sure about herself. She's not sure about life. And it's scary. It's sad. So... Again, Mari, I'm so glad you came to our side of the powers. But I really want you to understand, because I'm not even going to go back on this now, saying this. I'm glad Camille put it out there, because I think at this point it was so dangerous and so bad, and clearly it got so bad that someone else was harmed, that the abuser was harmed, and he killed himself. He's dead. He's gone. And so,
okay, I'm still not going
well,
to...
Well, no, wait, wait, Mari, listen, listen to...
...put it out there.
But listen to what I'm going to say, though. There comes a point where, as a friend, you get so furious... Yes, Camille could have pulled her aside. I just think that in the moment that was there, because I'm sure that that tea party was hours long and it was edited into a couple minutes. Think about the tensions rising up, the emotions that were going through that room. There comes a time where it's almost like this girl isn't even like the exactly how you said. You felt Taylor was throwing things at Camille when she, really she needs to be throwing them in a different direction. I think that's what Camille was looking at. Here she is attacking Lisa, 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 Lisa. And it got to the point of like, you shouldn't be attacking this person anymore. Now you're just, you know what I mean? It was so easy for her to befriend Lisa after she was mad at Camille because she took the anger and threw it onto somebody else. And I feel like Camille, who went through something so deep, so depressing, really has kind of taken a step back in her life and understands, like, wow, I did do a lot of things wrong in my marriage. I did a lot of things wrong after the fact. I do think that she's in that place because when something that big happens, you have to go to that place in life. And I don't think Taylor is able to go there because she hasn't hit that reality yet. And the fact that Camille put that out there was her reality. And now it's like, now you have to deal with it. I did it, you can hate me for it, but in the end, it's only going to make you a stronger person. And it needed to be put out there. It really needed to be put out there. And I do understand what you're saying about with the Russell situation, but if it wasn't going to happen then, who knows if it was going to happen later on down the line, how else it was going to get put out there. It would have come out eventually. So I don't throw the blame on Camille. I don't.
I'm not blaming Camille. I still don't agree with what she did. I understand your argument that by putting it out there, it maybe led Taylor to finally take the step to divorce her husband because now it's out there. Like, everyone knows. She knows that she shouldn't be staying with him, and the pressure was finally, like, on her to leave him. So I understand how that was maybe a strategy towards pushing her to leave him finally. But look what it did to him. He is an insanely insecure person, and to know that the entire world would know that he was a wife abuser was not something he could handle. I'm not blaming Camille for his death, but I still do not agree with what Camille did. The reason why I agree with Camille in this episode is I don't agree with Taylor aiming her anger at Camille. Taylor should not be angry with Camille for what she did. Like, to a certain extent, I don't agree with what she did yet. So, like, I somewhat agree with Taylor, but the thing is she took it so far down the deep end and was blaming her for, like, more than just her comments. She was blaming her for her situation, saying she put me in danger, and that's where it went too far. And that's where she took a situation with Camille and, like, got it confused with her marriage and what and her own personal choices. And so the second she started blaming Camille for her own personal choice to stay with a husband who beats her, that's when I could no longer agree with her. But I will still always stand by the fact that I don't think Camille should have brought that up in front of the cameras. I don't know. I'm still going to stand by them. But, you know, I thought Camille was very good this episode, I will say. She was very calm, and she tried to apologize multiple times. I agree with Camille. Taylor had her mind made up about how she was going to play with Camille before she walked in that party. So there was nothing Camille could have said to make her change her mind. And, you know, Camille played it very calm. I love Dee Dee. I do have to say, I don't think it is appropriate for women, adult women, to be fighting other women's battles. I don't think Dee Dee should have had to fought Camille's battle, and I don't think Kyle should have had to have fought Taylor's battle. What do you guys think about that, Jackie?
I'm so glad you said that, Mari, because what I was about to say next is there was so much wrong in that room besides Taylor that it's unbelievable how much there was wrong going on in that room, from Kyle making fun of Brandy to Kyle almost like getting in a physical fight with Brandy to Brandy on the side being like hysterical, like, they ruined my party, I just want to fit in. Like, there, Adrian even like getting up in people's faces. Adrian's never like that. It was just like the party. I mean, I guess I could understand why Brandy acted that way because it really was the party from hell. But I totally agree. It was a little too much, like, cooks in the kitchen as far as the extra friends. I don't know if they wanted to get airtime or what their motives were, but like Dee Dee and whoever, I don't recall the other woman's name with the blonde hair, trying to be like, everybody, we're evolved people. You know, she was trying her hardest, but it wasn't working. Dee Dee definitely was way too animated for me. She kept going back to the scene, like it wasn't her scene to even be in. Definitely way too much involvement. And Kyle, I didn't get Kyle at all in this episode because, first of all, I was not happy with her, like, cries for attention the whole time, her pettiness with Brandy, and then literally almost getting in a physical battle and telling Taylor on the way there, I have your back, I have your back. Since when is she so like, Taylor, I have your back? I know that they're friends, but I think this is where Kyle's getting a little caught in that back and forth kind of role. And I don't really, I hope I said Kyle there. I don't really like Kyle in this. I really think she came off kind of where I like to see her direct. I don't know. This was just not my favorite. You know, I'm not having a bunch of favorite Kyle moments right now. And, you know, the only thing I think that I liked from her was finally at the end when she was like, basically called it like it was, like, this is bigger than Camille. So I'm glad to hear her say that. But throughout the party, I really did not like Kyle's behavior at all. And Dee Dee was way too involved.
The thing is, I think Kyle, I do agree with the fact that Kyle took Taylor out at the end, that she took her out of the situation. And I think that Brandy at the end, when she was crying, like, oh, they ruined my party, that was ridiculous. I do actually agree with Brandy's decision to, like, have Taylor leave her house. Not the way she went about it, like, get out of my house. But I do agree with her decision to have her leave the house, because at that point it just turned into a huge dramatic fight. And she's the host of the party. And so I agree with her decision to say, hey, but she could have done it in a better manner and said, like, okay, Taylor, like, you need to get out of this situation right now. So I don't think that was wrong. The thing is, I don't think older women should fight women's battles like that. But poor Camille, I can't believe I'm saying this and I'm feeling bad for Camille, but poor Camille has been through a lot and I felt really bad. The only thing is, Dee Dee is very sincere, so this is why I felt bad for Camille, because Dee Dee was very sincere when she said Camille's been through so much, like, I'm trying to protect her, like, she's tried to apologize, you know, so Camille could have said those things herself. I don't know. I didn't like Kyle in the whole Brandy thing. Before we get into the whole Nipplegate, what do you think about... I don't want to get into the Nipplegate yet, but I want to ask you about how you feel about, like, why Dee Dee was fighting Camille's battle in front of Taylor, and why Kyle was fighting Taylor's battle.
So before I even get into Dee Dee, I want to ask you guys. I feel like... I feel like last week when they showed us the Brandy and Kyle getting, what were they getting, manicures last week? And that's when she brought up the blowjob thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the setup for this episode. So it's almost like, okay, we think they're going to be friends. And then here's the blowout. Because as Taylor got into the limo tonight, and I want to ask you guys this. I feel like they already knew what was going to happen at this party, which I can understand why Brandy freaked out, because Taylor has more respect for Adrian, where she wasn't going to have the conversation with Camille at that party. But here's another party in which she feels the need to bring things up. So my question is, because when Kyle got into the car, she said, you know, it's really good to have Kyle there to back me up. To back you up? You're going to a party. What are you backing up? And you're cool with Brandy. You're cool with everyone else there. You just had the issue with Brandy. I mean, with Taylor. I mean, look at me. With Camille. So, right. So, question for you guys. Do you think that she... that both of them went, and this is why I get mad, and I'm not actually, it's not even a question. I want you guys to see if you agree with me. I feel like Brandy, Taylor and Kyle are both immature, and I've been saying this all season as far as Kyle. And I know, Mari, you like to believe that she keeps it real, and to a point, she does keep it real. But at the same time, she knows she's that character who keeps it real, so she feels she can balance it out where she wants to. And I think that tonight was childish, inappropriate, and Kyle knows better, but still went and did it. Taylor, I don't think, knows better. I think Taylor's so far up in the damn clouds that whatever she does, it's almost like, okay, just get her out of the damn house. Like, she got some issues we need to talk about. So do you guys think that they were already going into this party with ammo ready to attack?
Mari? I think that Taylor was definitely already going into the party ready to attack. Like Camille said, no matter what Camille would have said to her at that party, Taylor would have gone off the deep end. Like, Taylor had already made up her mind before going into it. And so also, I don't know why Taylor needed Kyle to back her up, because it seemed like Taylor was doing a pretty good job herself. Jackie?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just, even on the way there, it was like Taylor, like a high schooler, was like talking about the fight she was about to have. Like, we knew it was going to happen. She knew it was going to happen.
Yep.
And that's why, this is why you don't feel bad for her, because you normally see somebody having a nervous breakdown, which I don't even believe, because I don't believe anything about her, and you feel bad for them. But you don't, because she, it's like she went in there, she was all revved up, she was ready to do it. Meanwhile, if she really does have these severe problems going on at home, it's like she's more concerned about getting revved up and ready to have the fight and her camera time. It's just so wrong in my book. Whatever her motives are, I do think she's troubled, but not in the way that you feel bad for her. And it's just like she was gearing up like an immature high schooler on the way there, ready to do it, ready to go off. And so it's just totally unacceptable for me. I just, there's just nothing I like about Watson Taylor and her drama and her actions.
And so then adding,
and you
on,
know what I was actually, sorry, go on, Jesse.
Well, I was just going to say, and adding on top of that with Camille, let's look at last week with Camille when she came out of the bathroom and Taylor's reaction. To me, Taylor's reaction was phony. It was fake. Her face, she was just like, like, oh my God. And Camille looked like a nervous deer in headlights, like, oh my God, like, I don't want to say it, you know, like, I feel like Camille felt bad. She's clearly already apologized how many times. And as soon as she saw Taylor, was like, oh my God, I feel bad. I don't know what to say. Like, she probably, all she wanted to say was, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But,
yeah,
you know, wanted to give her space. Cut to today, here she is again, put in the position of, now I have to be in a room with Taylor. I don't know what Taylor's thinking, because I've reached out to her and she hasn't reached back. She said we were going to talk, and how much time is going on between these two parties that Taylor hasn't taken the time to say, you know what, we need to talk as friends? So I think, and even going, reaching even further back, Jackie, to when we met Camille at the Emmy gift suite. I don't know, guys. I just feel like when you go through something deep, depressing, you kind of sit back and you reflect on it. And I feel like that's where Camille is. And Mari, I think you were the one at the beginning of the season who said, I think Camille watched herself back last season and said, wow, this is how I'm being portrayed. So yes, she may be more cautious, but I think it's from a genuine place, because she knows, I'm not a bitch, I'm not a bad person, and I was portrayed a certain way. So I think with this episode, she almost doesn't know what to say to Taylor. So, and who knows what she's, Camille's crying to Dee and saying, you know, I feel horrible, I feel bad. And as a friend, you're going to say, no, you know what? Like, you can only feel bad for so long. And so that's where I think that Dee stood up and said, no, I'm going to fight this battle for Camille, because Camille's not in the place to keep putting herself emotionally there. What do you think about that?
I do think that older women shouldn't fight women's battles. I thought that Dee Dee was coming from such a sincere place in wanting to protect Camille that it didn't bother me. I will say what's so surprising about this fight is I was like, oh my God, it's getting to the last 12 minutes of the show and the fight hasn't started yet. Like, it's definitely going to end next episode and it's going to be one of those to be continued. But it actually, like, all was so crazy and so fast. It all had wrapped up by the end of the episode. And let's talk about Taylor at the very, very end. That's when it was like really a broken woman. First of all, I didn't even know Taylor ever smoked. And she's like yelling out, I need a lighter, I need a lighter, and like starts smoking, starts hysterically crying. And it's like so hard to watch. But just like you said, Jackie, it's like normally if I saw someone like that, I feel so bad for them. But it's like, I don't feel bad for Taylor. It's almost like, then get yourself out of that situation. I don't understand it because Taylor is tough enough. Say to Dee Dee and Camille, outside now. But she's not strong enough to tell her husband, I am leaving you if you continue to treat me this way. I don't know. I feel bad for women involved in domestic violence issues, of course, and I know it is very, I couldn't even imagine how difficult it is. But Taylor is crying for attention so much that it's hard for me to find sympathy for her right now.
Absolutely, and I forgot about that moment with the outside. That was just disgraceful. And then the whole ride home, oh my God, that was just like, it's like, seriously, when I say the crazy train is off the track, I mean, I just might as well say that all the time. It's just insane. And Jesse, just to go to your point, I do think Camille definitely, like I said in the beginning of the season, she sat the producers down and said, I'm not coming back on this show unless here's the law. I'm laying down the law. This is how I'm going to be portrayed. I'm not going to participate in this and so. And she, I think, got her way because she is just not partaking in anything that's going to make her look bad. And that's why I'm liking Camille so much this season, whatever the motive is, whether she actually realizes how horrible it is to act that way or because of her proceedings, whatever. I just love that about Camille. Taylor, well, she's a whole other case. And that last couple of minutes on the way home was just the icing on this crazy cake. Crazy.
You girls are making me so jealous. I can't wait to go back and watch the last ending of this episode.
Okay, well, now that we basically started our after show from the end, from the crazy, crazy end of the episode, let's rewind. First, I mean, the whole first part of the episode was all a little bit of snippet, so I don't even know how we'll go about talking about it. I guess we'll talk about our favorite moments. But let's talk about Nipplegate. Jesse, did you get to Nipplegate?
That's the restaurant?
No, Brandy and Nipplegate.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God, Jesse. If you could explain this, you are going to die when you see this. Basically, Brandy hosted her party, her belly dancing party, and walked out in a white strapless halter dress with no bra on. And her nipples were out and about. And first, I started tweeting, oh, my God, Brandy's nipples, Jesus Christ. Like, if you want people to not think you're a slut, don't dress like a slut. And it's like she makes it so easy. Brandy makes it so easy. And then she claims, you know, I'm a hippie child. My parents were hippies and we're all naked. We're used to that. Like, I'm used to being naked. And it's like, oh my God, Brandy, you make it way, way, way too easy for me. But then I kind of like think Kyle sometimes takes it too far. Kyle sometimes gets like a little too the mean girl in school. And what I mean is, like, Brandy was, like, standing right there, like, right behind her while Kyle was on the couch, and Kyle was like, oh, my God, like, look at those nipples. And then she started, like, pointing this laser at Brandy's nipples, and it's like, that's really, like, juvenile. And I hate when I see this side of Kyle, because I really like Kyle, but, like, I don't like when she does the catty high school bullshit. And I thought she took it too far. Like, yeah, the Nipplegate was crazy, but Kyle, like, whispering on the couch while Brandy is the host of the party, I thought was really rude.
But, Mari, I feel like you were brainwashed from last season so bad that you, like, are like, Kyle, because I haven't...
No, because I always trust her instincts. I do. I genuinely like Kyle, and I genuinely think that for the most part, she's a down-to-earth person, like, in Beverly Hills. She's down to earth. She's good family values with her own family, the whole, like, anti-plastic surgery thing. I just sometimes think that, like,
high school, I'm a catty, popular girl comes out of her.
And I've seen it so much this season, so I'm really excited to go back and watch it to see what it was that really like drew you over to see that and really get that feeling of her. But it doesn't sound surprising to me because it's the same thing that happened the night of the party. She threw the blame on everybody else except for herself. She even threw the blame on Kim. No, Kim, you know, yeah, Kim did make some comments. Well, no, you made some comments too. You know, so it's always this like little mean girl type situation. Jackie, I want to hear what you thought of that party.
Oh, definitely. The thing with Kyle, it's like almost like she's smart enough to know she's doing it and she does it anyway. That's what's interesting about Kyle. I think she knows better, but she just it almost comes from like, yeah. And I really noticed it this week more than any other. I think it does kind of come from an attention-grabbing aspect because I think more than ever I'm realizing how much Kyle really likes getting attention because what's really worse? Brandy having a semi-see-through kind of top dress going on, which actually was a pretty dress, or Kyle doing a split for the 17th time this season. Like, you're a grown woman. Why are you constantly doing splits and jumping in the middle of everything and doing, like, crazy dances, you know? I mean, everybody does silly things. So Brandy wears a little bit of a see-through top. You know what? She rocks it. She doesn't care. She says she knows that they're going to say things, and she doesn't care. And, like, then there's Camille, who makes a little joke and would say, like, I would never wear that. But you do it direct. If you care about this person, which I guess Kyle doesn't have a reason to care about her, but if you're being civil or being right about it, you make a little joke straight to her face even. You don't do it in that mean girl, as you said, Mari, totally right word for it. It's that mean girl kind of way where even with the laser, it might have been funny, but you could tell she was coming from like a darker place with it. And it just took it way too far. But I don't think that Brandy's doing anything wrong or more wrong than her doing a split in the middle of a place that's not even her house. You know, I mean, I don't think Kyle was right here at all.
I will say the one thing I will say about Kyle is I'm starting a petition for Kyle to be on Dancing with the Stars because someone like mentioned it in the episode, like, oh, you should be on Dancing with the Stars. I totally think it, and it's already been retweeted a couple times. So let's hear it after Buzz TV. Start the We Want Kyle Richards on Dancing with the Stars movement. Are you guys in?
I'm in.
Well, she would definitely do 1,000 splits, and I know that is for sure. So, I mean, I would watch it and just see how many splits she does per routine. But, I mean, I do have to give her credit. I can't do a split, but still. I'm in. I'll tweet that.
And now also our theory about Lisa and our theory about Kim has continued to prove correct this week about like the fact that they're weaning out. I think that Lisa is slowly going out of the show because she's going to get her own spinoff. And I think Kim is slowly going out of the show because she's not going to be joining for season 3. Obviously we'll talk about in news and gossip what's going on with Kim right now, but Kim was in the episode for like a half a heartbeat second just saying that she wasn't going to go to Brandy's party, and that was it. Once again, not going to an event. And Lisa was only in it for the wedding prep and her opening of tour. So, like, we were totally right saying that Lisa is setting up for her own spinoff show. She is, like, rarely, rarely involved with the women. I think next week we'll get into predictions. There will be a lot more of, like, her, but it's still separate. Everything she does in the show, it's like she's there, but she's always separate. And so I don't think that Kim and Lisa are going to be back for season 3. And it breaks my heart because I really love them both, but I don't think either of them are going to be back for season 3. And then Dana also wasn't in the episode at all. I think Brandy will 100% be asked back for another season and become like a full-time housewife as opposed to friend of a housewife. I don't know. Maybe we should start the Dana Wilkie petition to be on another season petition.
I'm down. I think that forget Kyle on Dancing with the Star. I want Dana to be the new member. I don't. That's what I want. That's what we'll petition on.
More than Brandy? Not more than Brandy, though.
Well, I just think they both need to be involved because here's the thing. I like Brandy because she's like she's the younger version of what these girls are, but I like Dana because she's so random and she's just there. Yeah. And it's great to have that because it's almost like, well, even with Brandy, sometimes with the drama, it's like still some of the same whiny drama that I don't want to listen to or deal with. But with Dana, it's like the comic relief, and we don't have that on the show. And I love that they even dared to throw her in this season. And as far as Lisa's concerned, everything she does is nothing like any of the other girls on the show. She works her butt off. She's always working. She's always doing something on her own. It's like they can't really get too deep into what she's doing because you would want to see more. You know, so they can only show certain parts and certain segments. I can picture the whole show being about her restaurant and then going back to her house and dealing with all the chaos going back on at the house. You know, and guest appearances from the girls, from the housewives, I'm sure. And it'll be a great way for Bravo to kind of like brand off into another show. You know, Kim Zolciak's getting one. Why not Lisa?
I know, but usually like, she's getting one because she's, like, getting married and having a baby. Like, I love Lisa, but is her life, like, it's obviously comical, but is it, like, interesting enough? I mean, the wedding is already going to be done by the time this season ends. So, like, what is there besides, like, her business stuff? I don't know.
I'm sure Lisa can find something to entertain us with.
Yeah. You know, well, I'm worried. Sorry, I was just going to jump in there because I'm worried about this cast as a whole. I mean, really, they're not a whole at all. I mean, Lisa is going into her own direction. Paul with Adrian wants his own doctor show. Now we've really uncovered this. You know, Kim, they had to, like, weave in that scene with her tonight. And it didn't even fit, really, even then. And there's no place for her. We know there's news and gossip to talk about with her, which is very sad. You know, Dana doesn't really fit in as much as I like her. Like, I don't think she fits in the day-to-day, like, activities these women have. Brandy also doesn't fit in. I mean, it's tough. There's people going in all different directions here, and I have a feeling it's going to be, and Taylor, forget that. So there's going to be, I feel like, the way Real Housewives of New York had such a shakeup after the season ended, I feel like there's going to be such a shakeup with this cast.
I hope not, though, because I like this cast. And the thing is, the reason why there was such a shakeup with Real Housewives of New York is because that was their fifth season. It was getting stale, and it was getting, like, drama for the sake of drama, not, like, I don't think there should be that much of a shakeup in terms of the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, or I hope not. I do think Lisa's getting a spinoff. I do think Kim's not going to sign back on. I don't know about Taylor. It's like, I think she's going to sign on again just because she likes the attention and she likes the drama, and we'll talk about it in news and gossip. I think Kyle's for sure a shoe-in for next season. I think Brandy's a shoe-in for next season. I don't see why Adrian wouldn't be. She doesn't seem to want her own spinoff, and I don't see why she wouldn't continue with it. And Camille, I don't know. I know they had to really convince her to do a second season, but now that she's being portrayed well in the second season, I don't see why she'd have hesitation to do a third. It's not like she has much else really, like, going on outside of the show career-wise. So, I don't know. But before we get into some news and gossip and predictions, let's just talk about, I guess, our favorite of the little snippets that we got in the first 20 minutes. My favorite, of course, was Lisa's wedding planner, Kevin Lee, the amazing Kevin Lee again, and the bling, 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 and definitely the King Arthur table with the pewter cups. Like, who has pewter cups, like, at a wedding? Like,
that was you're hilarious. Not at medieval time. That was hilarious.
I'm so Jackie and Jesse, Kevin. What were your favorite snippets?
That was definitely one of them. Go ahead, Jackie.
Sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
And I also...
Okay, ladies. We're just agreeing. That's why we're talking at the same time, because you've got to love Kevin Lee. He's so funny. And that's why I wish they did the spinoff and did a Lisa Kevin Lee like wedding special season, because I would love to see every week, you know, a full episode with Kevin and Lisa. I think their interaction is hysterical. And, you know, so I kind of have to agree with you, Mari. This was a, my little favorite snippet also. I also did like Kyle calling out the plastic surgery and the Botox and the fillers and telling everyone to drop it and let's fight fair. She didn't fight fair toward the end of the episode, but she, you know, I liked her statement there. So those were my favorite snippets. Sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
I mean, I totally agree with you. I loved Lisa's comment, oh, well, you'll get $1 million foot up your ass, to Kevin. And I, again, like, I like watching, like, Lisa building this new restaurant, you know. I love watching her in charge and just watching her go in and seeing the direction she took, walking through it and saying, no, you're not going to have people walk through this, and, what, you're going to see people on the toilet? Like, just down to every detail, it's in her head. She has it all mapped out, planned out, and I respect that, and I love it, and I love that she keeps wanting to grow. So to me, that is interesting, I really enjoyed that part of it.
Well, then you definitely. Oh, and I have to just add, Mari, I do have to add one thing to that. I loved her and Ken in that little moment, like that little quick clip they showed of them talking about the blowjob party and him being like, well, let's get home and you can prove it to me. And she's like, it's not your birthday, is it? I thought that little moment was hysterical, too. I love Lisa.
You know what I'm
one-liner
most looking forward to, and Jackie, what you will love, is what they did in the season one reunion last year, and it was hilarious. They did like a segment where they took all of Lisa's confessional moments from the entire season and like all of the sexual comments she had made and spliced them into one montage. And it was the most hysterical thing to watch ever. And she was like shocked that she had that much of like a dirty, sexy mouth, but it was like hilarious. If you spliced, I mean, listen to all her confessionals. Imagine what like all of those spliced together in one are going to be like. I just think it's going to be hilarious. But let's do a quick commercial break in the news and gossip and predictions, because I want to get our fans out in time to watch Taylor Armstrong on Watch What Happens Live. I see her in a commercial right now, and I'm going to be tuning in because we're going to get another hour of crazy. So let's go to a quick commercial break.
After Buzz TV. Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
All right, so let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so first up, very sad news to report today that Kim Richards is indeed in rehab. I don't know, Amber last week made a good point that she thought that Kim had met Ken in rehab, but is this a second rehab stay? I don't know, but all I know is she's in rehab now, and that makes me really sad, because I don't know, after the explanation that she's so loopy because of all the like prescription drugs she's on, and I mean prescription drugs is something she needs to be in rehab for, but I know she was on the prescription drugs to get off of being addicted to alcohol, and so I hope she just hasn't slumped back into alcoholism. Maybe she's in rehab for prescription drugs, I don't know, but either way, obviously it was some sort of downward spiral. And Kyle, this entire time recently, has been alluding to the fact that Ken is bad news. I don't know if like Kim's relationship with Ken helped push her into rehab, but that's where she is right now.
making it less and less likely that she's going to do another season. So what do you guys think about that?
I definitely think it's a prescription drug rehab, in my opinion, because she really, to me, definitely seemed more prescription drug-oriented than the alcohol. But, you know, I'm naive when it comes to these things, so I don't know. Jesse, you seem like you're very street savvy. What do you think?
Well, all my prescription drug... No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what to say. I do, because I don't really read up much about them, but it's sad, and at the same time it's good that she's being put in a place where, let's say that this guy who she's talking to, you know, was bad for her. I think she'll have to now, it's like I said to you guys, once you hit that rock bottom, the only place you can go is up. We know she has a great family. We know Kyle will always be by her side. So within that, I mean, we can only hope and pray, and obviously all of us fans are going to wish her the best. And you know, maybe now she can really take time to, like, not worry about children, not worry about anything else, and just kind of worry about herself and kind of heal, because I think she started to realize things weren't right in her life, but I think she decided to do that, to pick that up and run and figure, well, when I get wherever I'm going to get, that's when I'll figure it out. Well, now you're in the place where you have to figure it out. So, you know, hopefully the clinic is a good clinic, and it will help her and help them as a family kind of be able to tie that together. And hopefully they bring Kyle's ass in there and tell her how crazy she is too, and she needs to just chill out a little bit.
And then, in other equally, I find this to be sad news, Taylor is writing a tell-all book about her marriage to Russell and what happened. And I just think that's totally terrible, because she has a daughter, and I just don't think it's right for her to be, like, profiting off of what happened to her. So I really just don't think that's right.
When you first tweeted this, Mari, I absolutely was like, I'm going to save this for, you know, I didn't want my response to be documented on Twitter. Of course, it's being documented here, but I just think that it's such a disgraceful decision, and exactly why I say what I say about Taylor every week. And I just, as you said, it just goes to show, like, I truly feel like she doesn't even care that anything happened. I just feel like she doesn't have regard for her daughter. She doesn't have regard for herself, and that's the root of it all. And that's why she would put something like this out. And I just think it's a terrible, terrible decision. And someone around her should be smarter. I mean, everybody around her probably wants money. So it just really should have been her call to be a bit of a bigger person and try and make money elsewhere.
I mean, I don't really...
Jackie, what do you think about the book?
I don't really have anything to say, Jackie. You just hit it right on the head. As far as that goes, she's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so sad news to report this week, pretty much all around, but let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, I was excited about this episode when it was first announced that Lisa was going to be going to Vegas for her daughter's bachelorette party. I didn't realize all the wives would be going to Vegas, and that makes it even more exciting. Brandy in Vegas, I have no idea what to expect there. If she is, like, walking around with her nipple showing in Malibu, I can only imagine what she's doing in Vegas. Lisa gets some sort of Chippendales lap dance. That whole thing's going to be insanely hilarious. I don't like that this whole Lisa Adrian, like, fake stupid Vegas fight is obviously going to continue, because I don't know how sincere it is, because it seems produced to me. And then to me, the most interesting thing is Taylor and Lisa end up having lunch together. And so, I don't know, it's interesting because that kind of loops Lisa back into the drama and the girls, but I don't really know what they're going to talk about. So what do you guys think for next week?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to talk about. I kind of think that that's, and I feel like Jackie, you'll agree with this. I think it's poison for those two to go out to lunch with each other. I just don't see anything positive coming out of that. But I'm excited, and I know Jackie's excited because she was there too, for whatever Dana yes. is going to bring us, because this is what Camille said. She said after the Vegas episodes, Bravo's definitely going to bring you back as a housewife. So forget Brandy, forget everyone else. Dana, I hope she lets her wild child out in Vegas. That is all I want to see. I want we need fun. We've had so much like depressing, like even in the news, it's depressing. We need fun. I don't want to see fights. We can see catty little fights, but I want fun. I want crazy. I want to die. I want the mermaid from that party flopping outside again. Like I want, we need some comedy in the Beverly Hills.
Jesse, I'm so glad you brought that up because I've been waiting to share that. I know, Mari, you had missed your meeting with the Housewives at the Emmys, but the one thing Dana did say is she brought up Vegas, and now it all makes sense. And she said she does something wild and crazy with Brandy, if I recall, Jesse. I remember her saying it very quickly, something wild and crazy and with Brandy is what sticks out in my mind.
And some male attention.
Yes. So I'm very excited. I think maybe that, I don't know, that BJ party may be happening in a different way. In a different way next week's episode.
Well, I can't wait to watch it then. I didn't know about that Vegas tidbit, but the fact Dana plus Vegas equals amazing. So I'm so excited. I'm going to sign us off here so all our Real Housewives fans can catch Tara Armstrong again on television, and I'm sure we'll be sharing that in our news and gossip next week, because I'm sure I don't even know what she's going to say. But thank you again to my two favorite co-hosts, Jackie and Jesse, for joining me. And Jackie will be live in Los Angeles the whole rest of the week doing our after shows. So you'll have to catch her live in studio if you watch America's Next Top Model or Scouted, some of our other great shows. And check out my new website, LegalLady.com, The Legal Lady, that's with one L. And I actually wrote about Russell Armstrong and whether Bravo is responsible or should be held responsible for Russell Armstrong's suicide. So you'll have to check that out and tweet me at Celebrity Law. Or at Mari Sable, tweet Jackie at Jackie Moran, tweet Jesse at DJ Jesse J. We always want to hear your thoughts, especially on all things Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And catch you next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.